everyone. We McDougal Talk Show stream. This has been a long time coming. Sorry I had to make another thread. I know that's annoying. Not too happy about having to do it, but the thing is I wanted the call-in instructions to be in the OP. Sorry for the delay also. If you were following the thread, I posted that I was making cookies with Dougal Mom. They were great. Really excited to eat them later. But anyway, here's how this is going to work. I am using Dick Sword. I know. You don't have to tell me. I fucking know. But Dick Sword allows me to take calls one at a time, which is pretty organized. So I'm going to go ahead and use it. So either you can call me and talk about whatever, and I'll just chat. Or we can, you know, I'll come up with some topics if nobody wants to bother calling in. My Discord ID is in the OP. Hopefully it fucking works. But whatever. You know. Having my Idolmaster Bailey's Cappuccino. Really good. Okay, so anyway. Okay, so if anybody wants to call in with any burning questions they have for me, feel free to give me a call. Otherwise, someone's asking, can we ask you questions through here, or are you only taking questions through Discord? I don't mind taking questions from the thread. I'm certainly willing to do that and to chat about random shit. But part of the reason why I like to do these streams is for anybody who wants to call in and actually be on the show. Sort of like more traditional terrestrial radio. I don't know, I've always thought it was fun that last time with the I Hate Latvians guy and the singing with the incredibly chaotic Carlito was fucking hilarious. Hopefully something like that happens again tonight. But anyway, yeah. Oh, somebody in IRC is telling me that I probably should have used Google Voice. Yeah, but oh well, whatever. Talk shows usually works if 17 screen callers. Yeah, but that's you know, that makes a lot of sense. But I mean, whatever. You know, the worst thing's gonna happen is somebody's gonna call me and tell me I'm a faggot for the melody thing, which I get and I'm fine with. But you know, whatever. You know, I do things like this because I'm just hoping that everybody has fun. You know, especially in these shitty quarantine times when people are stuck at home and nobody has shit to do. Like, I just want everyone to have fun. So, hopefully, people enjoy this stream. But, hey, look. Don't be, you're not an eating me. With the stuck-at-home green text shit. You know, I like to go for walks outside sometimes, you know? Drive around with the windows open. It's fun. Okay, so, I'm pretty sure, by the way, you know, this is the same exact Discord account that I used last time I did this, so any of you who are still, like, on my friends list should still be able to call in. Will the cops bully you if you leave the house? Well, that depends where you are. In New York, if you don't have a mask on, yes, the cops will absolutely bully you. But maybe not in more conservative states. Let's see. Just give everyone your phone number. Even I'm not that stupid. I am not the smartest guy around, but I am not that dumb. By the way, feel free to call me whenever you want. I'm just ranting and rambling to fill time. Let's see what questions might be in there. What is the best flavor of Peeps? Peeps are gross. I can't eat Peeps. They're really cute. I love seeing them. Like, they're really pretty. But, God, I can't actually eat them. They're pure sugar. Like, you know, here, so I live in New Jersey, and I am pretty lucky because New Jersey has a very strong Italian population, which means that we get some fucking awesome Italian bakeries. And I can go get fresh-made cannolis that are so good that I wouldn't even look twice at a Peep other than decoratively. But yeah, Peeps are too pure sugar for me. I mean, if anything, if I'm just going to eat pure sugar, I would much rather have marshmallows anyway. First caller.
are you talking?
Hello. Oh God, I'm hearing myself, but I'll live with it. What's happening, Kefsar?
I actually can't hear you.
You can't hear? Oh, maybe if I actually used my push to talk button, that would work out. But anyway, how's it going, Kef?
Pretty good. I'm not sure I can hear
you. Oh fuck. Hang on, you're super quiet. Oh, okay, it's not just me, the whole thread is complaining. Kef, you're super quiet. Don't be shy, turn up your mic.
Yeah, how about now?
Better, closer, warmer.
Okay, so, how about now?
Better, better.
So, that's weird. What's your dick sword volume?
You know what? I just turned the music off for now. I'll live with that. Go ahead and talk. You know what? I turned the volume up in Discord too. Talk. Kef. Kef, it's fine. Just talk. Oh, now you're talking? Weird. I can't hear you. Oh, wait. How about now?
Yeah, how can you hear
Okay,
me?
There we go. I figured out what was going on. Man, I hate sound shit. But okay, anyway.
I'm sure you do.
So what's going on, Kef?
I wanted to talk about NepNep. I've been replaying the NEP games. Let's talk about that.
I am always down to talk about NEP, but what specifically?
Oh, hell yeah. So you've only played V2R instead of V2, right?
I played the first like bunch of V2, but then I wound up switching over because V2R was like about to come out. So I figured, okay, I might as well just wait until V2R and play that so I can get the VR shit.
How'd you like the combat system in V2R then? Because I noticed it was
way too
different.
Easy. They definitely streamlined it and made it super simple. Honestly, in V2R, you can just spam the shit out of magic and never once use your like baseline attacks.
Huh. Weird. It's just the combat system was so different from all the other games. It's almost off-putting because I played for about half an hour of it, and compared to the original NepNep combat system, you actually choose what moves you do upon attacking rather than having to preset them.
Interesting. One thing I actually really kind of like about the NEP series is that even with all the jank and all of the constant weird shit that Compile Heart actually does, they always try to do different things with the combat systems. You know, I mean, between V1, V2, and, or I should say Rebirth 1, 2, and 3, you know, the combat's pretty different. I mean, if you go back to the OG Rebirth, you know, it's a 3-man team, and you have to, like, slowly grind up EXE drive, and it's shared between the whole team. Whereas in, you know, even Rebirth 2, it's a 4-man team, and I'm pretty sure at that point every character had their own EXE drive gauge. Which has a pretty significant effect on how combat works. So I do like the fact that they at least try to mix up the formula a little bit, even if they reuse dungeons and shit. The way I rationalize the whole dungeon reuse issue is that game industry is a consistent world. So like, yeah, Virtua Forest is going to look the same in both games. It's the same place,
I guess. So, as someone who actually just literally played through the first three, or all the Rebirth games. Oh my god, my mic sounds fucking awful on stream, but anyway. it wasn't Rebirth 2 that changed the EXE drive thing, it was actually Rebirth 3, and what it did was, instead of actually having EXE drive, it used your SP, and any EXE moves that like required multiple characters just drained all the characters' SP instead of just the one character that was doing the move.
Right, that's right.
You played the Sega Hard Girls spinoff too, right?
I'm literally in the middle of that right now.
How is it?
It is pretty interesting. So first of all, it's kind of cool. So Segami is voiced by Emi Nita, who is Honoka in Love Live. And having been a Love Live fan first, it's kind of funny to just hear Honoka as this, and I guess here's the segue into the second point, really, really bitchy character. The localization team who did Sega Hard Girls definitely ramped up the, like, aggressiveness factor. Like, all the characters are really nasty to each other. Even, yeah, I'd say nastier in the English script than in the Japanese script. But it's kind of funny. Like, I don't even know how these people form a party. They barely get along. Like, Sega, IF, and NEP, like, just constantly try to rip each other a new one at all times. When I say dub, I don't mean the dub. I would never fucking play Neptunia with anything other than the all-star cast of Japanese Seiyu. I mean, like, the English translated script in the games.
Right. What other of the spin-off games have you played? Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're pretty quiet, but I can hear you.
On that note, what's the music volume?
Oh, there we go. I figured out how to make you louder. All right. Woo.
I figured. So have you played, I was trying to ask, did you play any of the other spin-off games? Like, there's the Hyper Devotion Noir. There was the Neptunia U. There's the Blanc versus Zombies one. Have you played any of those?
I've played Blanc vs. Zombies. I've played Hyper Dimension Neptunia U. I've not played Noir, and I've not played Producing Perfection. They're fun. I would say that the Blanc one, unfortunately, is just too short. The combat is fun. I definitely enjoyed the combat in Blanc vs. Zombies, and it's mostly derivative off of U, which came first. Pretty simple beat 'em up, but still fun.
Okay.
But yeah, the story is kind of dumb and really short. But if you're just in it for like the raw gameplay, it's really fun. They made character movement pretty smooth, so it's fun to just like glide around and beat up mobs and use ASMR of Dougal chewing oats. It's really fun to glide around and shoot shit and beat shit up. I don't know what else to say. They're not particularly complex or amazing games, but if you just like the NEP characters and you want to do live combat shit, then they're worth playing. I hear Noir is pretty good.
Noir's supposed to be like a Disgaea type game, right?
Yeah, which is what I've heard too. Mom, not right now.
So I tried playing Neptunia U, I don't know, a couple of years back, but I recall it running like shit, even on my computer, which is exactly a bad computer.
Yeah, you're gonna have to hang on.
Somebody did that. See, that's what I meant. But I want to text it. I gotta go.
Mom, you're live. Everyone's listening to you right now.
Hi, everybody. It's McDougal, Mom. How you all been? Here. How's it going? Hi, everybody. Good evening. It's McDougal, Mom, here to say happy.
Did Dougal get called away by his mom? Did I miss that?
Yeah, my mom just walked in.
Okay. It's Let's been talk a while. To Doodle Mom. I haven't been on. I miss my fans. Did you see all the cookies we baked for spring? Did you give them a good shot, Jamie?
Nah, yeah, the thread before.
Oh, they saw it? Alrighty, so what are we listening to? I was just listening to a little bit of Eagles.
We're doing a talk show right
now.
Oh,
we're doing a talk show. No music?
Somebody's called in.
Okay, what are they asking for?
Everyone says you did a good job.
I did a good job with what? The cookies?
The cookies, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, we have to give the credit to McDougal. I'm the one that has to do the dishes. So what's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, man. Well, I don't want to take all the time away from the
car. Wow, Dukes, help your mom with the dishes.
I did all the work. I did all the cooking and the baking.
He's a good kid.
I mean, I did all the dishes for dinner.
And what's the caller want this evening? Who do we have on now?
Mom, Keth, Mom is asking what you want.
What do you want?
Hey, Doodle Mom. You're awesome. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, I love you guys. You're my
best. That reminds me, actually, Doodle, you can probably turn the music back on since your mom mentioned it now that we've got the volume issues fixed.
Yeah, what are we playing now, guys?
Yeah, I guess I could. Here, hang on.
What's he got? Music?
Let's see.
Quietly.
What? Oh, they're talking, you mean. Okay, so what are we talking about this evening?
I have a little background music.
What's the topic?
Oh, well, whatever anyone calls in about. I just answer questions as they come in.
Did anything come in yet?
Well, Keith came in.
And what's he asking? Can I help him out? The answer? Hold on. Kev, can I help you out? You got an answer? You got a question, Kev? I could help you.
Kev, go ahead. If you have a question for Dougal Mom, now is your chance.
Dougal Mom,
yes.
Have you ever found any, like, secret stuff that Dougal was hiding? Like, some of his weeb stuff?
Absolutely.
His anime-related stuff?
Oh, absolutely. All the time. I actually go in looking.
Why?
When he's not around.
What do you mean you go in looking when I'm not around? What is that supposed to mean? Oh, no!
Oh, no! So what kind of... Give me an idea. What would you think I'd come across?
Oh, no. This is exceptionally dangerous.
Come on, Keith. Help me out a little bit. What am I looking for?
So I have to listen through the stream to hear what she's saying.
I'm trying to, like, prevent, you know, after this segment, I'll probably DC and reconnect real quick just to make the audio layout make sense. Also, you're Keith now, courtesy of my mom, not Keth. You're Keith.
Yeah, I've, that's not the first time I've been called Keith.
This
Don't worry.
Florida, is it?
No.
I couldn't really think of anything else. We've been talking about NEP. I think we'd probably give someone else a chance to talk now since we've been going
ask, where do you live? Where are you from?
I live over in Oregon, across the country from you all.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is pretty nice.
Do you ever get any animation conventions there?
So last year I actually did go to two, one with some other people that we know and one on my own that's just in my state but a few hours away.
Oh,
but,
are you gonna ever come
it's not
to
really
the
something
NYC?
I do. No.
No, you're never going to
come
out.
I've never left
York
the West Coast states, unfortunately.
No, I meant, would you want to come to New York City's animation convention? Not now. Not with the COVID.
Yeah, with COVID, nothing's happening.
Not at all.
Dude, because you keep forgetting to push the talk key, so I can't really hear it. And again,
no,
I think... We should give someone else
I'm attempting
chance
to do so, but Mom is talking faster than I can hold the key down. Like, every time she starts talking, I'm, like, pressing the key a second later.
All right. Well, yeah, again, we should probably just give someone else a chance. We've been going at this for, like, 10 minutes plus now, so.
Okay.
Jesus, that time flies fast. All right, well, thanks for calling in, Keth. Everyone
else, thanks for having
stick
me
around. I'm going to disconnect real quick, try to fix my weird audio routing issue that's happening, and then I'll reconnect.
The stream is down.
The stream is down. We need better devs. More like we need better DJs. Sorry, everybody. All right. Thanks
Bye-bye
for calling in, Keth. Everyone, don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial, as terrestrial DJs would say. And I'll be right back. Dougal Mom, say goodbye.
Good night, guys.
All right. I'll be right back, folks.
Dessverre så radiokanalen nede for øyeblikket. Vennligst prøv igjen senere. Unfortunately, the stream is down for the moment. Please return later. Unfortunately, the stream is down for the moment. Please return later. Unfortunately, the stream is down for the moment. Please return later. Unfortunately, the stream is down for the moment. Please return later. Dessverre så radiokanalen nede for øyeblikket. Vennligst prøv igjen senere. Unfortunately, the stream is down for the moment. Please return later. Unfortunately, the stream is down for the moment.
Okay. Am I audible? Does everyone hear this? Are we hearing Muzak? Let me know if all of you can hear my voice. Oh no. Well, everyone's saying no, which means yes. All right. Well, there's no music, which is fine, actually. Oh, because you know why? I have my audio player routed to the wrong output, but that's totally fine. I promise you, I am the world's greatest audio professional that has ever lived. There has never been a greater audio professional than I. Look, lads, this is weird. There's a weird, like, thing. I don't know how to explain it. Just be patient with me. Just be patient with me. This is a little outside of my wheelhouse sometimes, you know? Sometimes certain things just work. But if you hear me clicking and clacking, that's because I am, I'm doing stuff. I'm doing some work. Clickety clack, clickety clack. How could this happen to me? I've made my mistakes. Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god. The resampler mode is killing my music. Oh my god. Oh man. Oh baby. Wow. You know what? Okay, I am going to temporarily forego music. There's a really weird thing where, despite the fact that I have, like, triple-checked all of my audio cards, my streaming program insists on recognizing my audio cards at 48,000 kilohertz, which is not what you want to stream to radio at, because it will fuck upon you when you try to reconnect to her later. And I mean, like I said, I've like quadruple checked it. I don't know how or why this, you know what? I don't know why it be like this, but it do. But it do. I'm using the fucking, you know, I'm using the, okay. You know what? Does this sound normal to you? Or does this sound like a distorted nightmare version of the song? Huh, it sounds like fucked up on my computer. But okay. Well, if it sounds normal to you, then I guess I'll live with it. Maybe I need gold-plated, non-oxygenated copper cables for $50 a pop from the audiophile store. Oh my god, this sounds like the fucking Doki Doki Literature Club soundtrack. Just an existential nightmare. It's because I don't know what I'm doing? Yeah, you know what? That's probably accurate. Oh, Keth, so I was trying to call me again. Hey, Keth. Hey, Keth.
Okay, I'm tech support. We're here to get you set up. How are you routing the music? Do you have it all to the normal output device, so it's directly to your headphones, or are you using the routing setup through Loopstream where you have the media player go to one device and then you're listening through the out column of Loopstream?
Here, I actually just sent you an image of my settings.
Thank you. Okay, so what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to just put the music and Dick Sword through just one device. I mean, it looks like you're doing that now. I can hear myself on stream. And so I assume you're using like some sort of virtual device. But does this mean that you're listening through through your headphones or like through the out column
through
of Loopstream? How are you listening in from?
The only real issue
that
is
local
that
output.
If I do this, then I'm getting feedback of myself when I listen in.
Yeah, that's the issue.
You know what? I'm going to put it back to that because that was definitely better than this. Hang on, folks. I'll be right back. I promise I'm going to get this figured out. This is going to be a good stream. Just not yet.
Unfortunately, the stream is down for the moment. Please return later. Dessverre så radiokanalen nede for øyeblikket. Vennligst prøv igjen senere.
You think?
Keth, talk?
Yes, I'm talking. Can you hear me? Can you see me talking?
Perfect. Okay. You good?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You can't hear me, can you?
Okay, we're getting there. Sasuke train wreck. Wait.
Dougal, can you hear me?
Oh, wait.
I know you guys on stream can hear me, but I'm asking if Dougal can hear me. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
It's very strange, because the stream can clearly hear you, but I cannot.
Oh my god,
very
Dougal.
Weird.
This is why I was trying to help you, but then you didn't let me...
Everyone gets to listen in on this absolute jank. Please be patient. Don't bully! Don't bully!
God. McDougal more like McDumb.
You still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. I think I can hear you. Talk?
Yes, I'm talking. Can you hear me?
Blessed be. Okay, I'm definitely still getting the feedback on my own headphones, but I am just going to suck it the fuck up. Okay.
So
I'm going to let you go. Thank you. I will figure out how to do this better another day, but for right now, let's just escape the train wreck. We've pulled
dumb,
the trolley.
Okay, I'll help you.
And the trolley
time.
Has killed 5 people, and it's now time to move on to the next victim.
All right, bye.
But thank you for your attempted assistance. Okay, so we are living. Hang on, I'm gonna get the music going. So much clickety clack. Nice. All right, finally. Okay, so now for real. If anybody wants to call me and talk about anything, the line is open. Well, we have an anonymous question, and somebody says, I just cited hip to be square in my paper. How fucked am I? Well, I don't know if that's Wikipedia tier bad citations. But it's trouble. It's trouble. I hope it's not a super academic use. But good luck. I'm gonna read through the thread and see if anybody else has asked other random questions. Feel free to call in, by the way, anytime any of you want to. Oh. Why am I using push to talk? There's nobody on the line. It's just force of habit.